Hey guys, how's it going?
We are doing great.
Yeah,
we got on a plane yesterday and made it all the way to the West Coast in 5 hours. And in the past, that trip has taken us about 30 hours. So
feels like time travel.
Yep.
Well, I noticed that you've got a gig tomorrow in San Jose and then a gig the next day in Ouray, Colorado. And I'm thinking to myself, that's a brutal drive, but you're flying, huh?
Yep, it's actually it was our first fly date that we've done as a band, and it was smooth sailing. Nobody lost anything.
Wow, that's a momentous event, your first fly date. How about that? So you guys have your own plane?
Of course. We have it's kind of like a plane, but it's mainly actually a spaceship. So.
Oh, okay. Forget about the tour bus. Just get a plane.
I mean, you can still drive it down the street, right? I guess.
So are you guys still a cinematic surf disco band?
Yep.
We still say that at parties, at least.
Yeah, we still do the surf disco thing.
Oh, that's funny.
It's actually kind of stuck. And then Reverb Nation singled us out in a piece that they wrote about weirdly awesome subgenres that you've never heard of but would probably like. And they included surf disco in that. So we were pretty excited about that. So
oh, that's cool.
It's catching on, you know?
Well, it's funny that a Michigan band plays surf disco. How did that happen?
Really, it came from spending a lot of winters in a, you know, a snow pile. And the first thing that we wanted to do was just take ourselves to another place with our guitars and our songs. So we wrote the music that sounded like the place we wanted to be.
That sounds great. Well, you know, what better way to do that than play and write music?
Pretty much.
Yeah. There was a certain amount of living in Michigan with the gray skies and the cold, brutal winters where we kind of had to write sunny, happy music to keep our sanity.
Okay.
Well, so that's what we did.
Well, now that you've been on the road for 16 years, that's no longer such a compulsion, is it? I mean, I look at all your videos. You've got a weekend. Now, what is it? A whole series of videos obviously made while you guys were on vacation, but it sounds kind of like you guys are on vacation all the time.
You caught us.
I mean, that's not to belittle all the work that it does take to be on the road playing music. I don't mean that, but you know, the thing that distinguishes you, and it's what I noticed the first time that you visited us here at KD&K, you've got such a great attitude about what you do. And
well, thanks, Luke.
I think that's what sustains you. Is that how it feels on the inside?
Yeah, I mean, let's be real. Things aren't always easy, but we choose to be optimistic and just, you know, work hard for what really makes us happy and feel fulfilled. And you know, playing music for people and sharing our message with the world is what makes us the most happy. And I'm glad that you kind of got that from our visit last winter when we came to the studio.
That's right. And you were touring last time on the strength of Full Circle, which was your newest release at that point, which I gather was what, your fourth or fifth or sixth release?
I've lost count. You guys remember?
I think technically it's the fifth studio album.
Okay.
It was our first, Noah, our drummer, joined the band before we wrote that album. So it's our first surf disco album together, and it's the first album with the five members as we are now. And it was kind of a start over point for us. It's the fifth full length that we've done. And since then, we've put out an EP. We moved to Nashville, by the way.
Oh, you did?
So we did, yeah.
Wow.
So when we moved there in October, we signed a publishing deal. And so we're living in Nashville now, and we have been writing songs almost on a daily basis ever since. And the first thing that we did when we got there is we released just a self-released short-run EP of four songs, our first four tracks that we recorded down there.
All of those songs are singles you can find on Spotify and you know, our website and whatnot.
Cool.
So that's what we've been doing lately. That's kind of what we're touring on right now as we're gathering material and writing and, you know, getting ready to hit the studio again probably this fall for the next full length. That's what we've been talking about lately.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What prompted the move to Nashville?
We felt similar to why we needed to write Sunny Music in Michigan. We felt a little isolated from the activity of the whole nation up in Michigan, and I think we just felt like we needed to be closer to a centralized music industry place where there was, you know, stuff happening, where the opportunities, basically.
It's been great being in Nashville because, you know, like during the week we can go hang out in studios, meet producers and meet other artists and bands and stuff. And then, you know, we still go tour up to Michigan and see, you know, all of the people that have been coming to support us for a long time. It's really been an awesome opportunity to get to go down to Nashville and make music for a living. It's been fantastic.
Man, the musicians in Nashville are unparalleled, and it's really good to go get inspiration from them. You can go down to any club down the street and you're going to see some of the best musicians you've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you doing co-writes with people that you're meeting in Nashville, or are you pretty much keeping that in-house?
We do some co-writes, and we do a lot of writes as just the five of us as a band as well. But yeah, we've met some pretty cool producers and other writers by doing some co-writes. We've had some fun with that. It's actually a good way to make friends down there.
Yeah, it's been fun going down to Nashville, too, because as a band, we all write together. All five of us are writers. So to jump into the songwriting scene down in Nashville, it's been shaking things up a little bit to have, you know, a co-write, and then all of a sudden there's five people, and in, you know, a day you can have a full arrangement of a song. There's been a few weeks that we've been down there where we write a song and, you know, have a recording of it by the end of the day, every day of the week. It's absolutely wild.
I think what we're trying to say is we're insanely busy.
Yeah.
In a good way. Yeah.
Huh. It must be kind of eye-opening. Has it kind of stimulated you guys to step up your game a little bit?
Absolutely. Yeah, the bar is set high, and we've been pushing ourselves pretty hard to continue to grow individually as musicians and also as a band. It's great. We all live together, the five of us, and our sound engineer lives with us, and the guy's girlfriends live with us. So we have nine people and a small lap dog in one house. So when Noah starts practicing drums at 9:30 a.m., that's when I get out my trumpet and start warming up, and then everybody's awake and ready, whether they want to be or not.
And then at least like once or twice a week, it'll be like 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, and there'll be a pajama jam. Everybody, yeah. Yeah, at night we'll all just have our pajamas on, and all of a sudden everybody in the house is making music together. Like,
ooh.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's fun.
I sense an upcoming record concept right there, Pajama Jam. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. It's a little bit like the Brady Bunch.
Well, you guys have been together for an awfully long time, so you must be friends.
We are
really good friends. Huh. And for better or worse, we've all been in that house. So every little bit of thought that we all have, it comes to the group. And it's been really good for the group and the communication for everybody to be in the same place all the time. We're all on the same page.
Yep. I think that's what keeps us going and functioning at such an efficient rate, I guess. Everybody's in it for the same reason. You know, we bicker on occasion, but just like siblings, pretty much.
Yeah.
And everybody's after the same thing, so the main goal is the same for all of us. So that's what keeps us on the same page.
Well, how does Full Circle look after living with it for a couple years now? Are you happy with it still? I know you guys were super excited about it before.
That album's always going to be really special to us. We still play most of the songs from the album. I think a lot of the songs, particularly Shining Like a Diamond, still sits at the center of the sound. You know, we've got a few songs. Rose Colored Shades, Waits for Me. There's a few tracks from that album that they're still some of our favorite songs to play live.
Yeah, I mean, I'll forever cherish that record because that's the reason we're actually here in Oakland right now, hanging out at Zoo Lab Studio. Like, our producer, Brad Dollar, really opened up a whole new world for us as far as music. And then also, like, he brought us into a really cool community. And it's been great getting to piggyback off of the opportunities that Full Circle presented to us.
Cool. Yeah, every album and recording is, you know, a snapshot in time. And to say, do you, like, how do you feel about that snapshot in time? Well, it's really good to look back on it. I mean, when I listen to that now, I hear an excited young band, you know, that's happy to be recording music with somebody and happy to be together in a group. And we're always going to be striving for excellence in our art. And going forward, we want the next album to be even better. But that doesn't mean that the last album is any less important to us.
Right. Well, that makes perfect sense. So you say that this producer has opened up a world of new music to you. Talk more about that. Tell me what's new about that.
Yeah, Brad is good at mixing things up for us. We like to get a little picky about stuff. And Brad comes into the mix and sort of gets, he's sort of like a tornado of positivity and you know, last time he came to Nashville for just a weekend to do a few days in the studio with us recently, and ended up bringing in an Ableton Live rig, which is something that, you know, is normally used for electronic music, and that was really something that mixed it up last time. And Brad just naturally is really good at taking all of, you know, all the little things that we plan and sort of wiping it all away and saying, hey guys, let's start with something really brand new. So he's really, really good at that.
Huh. Yeah, he keeps us, he always encourages us to try new ideas. Yeah, just think outside the box a little bit.
Huh. Well,
it's a lot of fun.
You know, if disco is a part of your musical world, I'm kind of surprised that you haven't ventured into electronic effects, more of that. So it's
interesting because, like, Noah and I both really like electronic dance music, and we like to go, like, you know, dance and go hard. But then, like, you know, when we're writing, we just kind of take elements of that and bring it into our playing more than just, you know, using the exact sounds or the exact arrangement ideas or whatever.
Yeah, it's more like using the compositional trick of electronic dance music in, like, and using them with acoustic instruments or, you know, your standard vintage
band setting. Yeah, I think moving forward with the new music we've been working on, that is going to start creeping more and more into our sound. It already has. So yeah, something to look forward to.
Huh. We like to do that.
Now I know you guys had a full-on state-of-the-art recording studio in Michigan. Did you move that down to Nashville with you, or did you set up another studio?
Oh yeah, that's still up in Michigan, and we actually do still use it sometimes. It's funny you say that, because we moved, but we kept the studio there. Not really knowing what we would find in Nashville. Not to say we were hesitant about if we would come home or not. You know, we weren't really sure what we would find. And we just figured, well, if 6 months go by and it sucks and we hate it, we can go back to our studio.
Okay.
And that's not at all what happened. Nashville has been great for us. And recently we've been talking about, you know, what to do with our studio. And lately, we've thrown around some various ideas of relocating it to Nashville or just packing it all up in a van and making a mobile recording rig. I mean, I don't know. The possibilities are endless. Or maybe we'll just keep it as a summer cottage that happens to be a really great recording studio. But, you know, that's that we still have that. And we do still.
I'm really working towards the whole mobile recording studio idea. I'm actually working right now on a pitch because Mercedes-Benz is giving away a Sprinter through this company called Inc. I'm actually doing like a video pitch for that to see if they want to give me a free Mercedes Sprinter so I can put all the recording gear in it and drive it around. And you mentioned our musical vacation series.
Yeah.
And we want to take that sort of environmental, like using cool environments to do recordings in, rather than the sort of neutralized recording studio. We just find that that environment to us isn't necessarily very inspiring. Just the cleanliness of the whole idea of trying to get the cleanest sounds recording. We'd like to use ambience and interesting spaces as part of the recording, part of the creative process. And looking forward to that, I think, is going to help us know what to do with the recording stuff that's currently in Michigan.
Yeah, like, you know, a big part of just who we are as a band is, you know, traveling around and having all these experiences when we, you know, like, say, you know, we're here in Oakland right now, and it would be great to be able to bring the studio with us and capture the energy and the excitement of that moment wherever we are, whenever we have the, you know, musical idea that comes to mind, or this, you know, the sentiment that we write down in our notebook.
Yeah.
When we're on the road in Colorado.
Yeah, I was going to say, that being said, we had a couple dates in Colorado already before we flew out here to California, and we'll be back soon, as you know, in a couple days. And there's just nothing like parking the van on the side of a mountain and maybe setting up some microphones and getting the natural reverb from being in the mountains, you know?
Yeah.
You can't recreate that.
And it's amazing being in Colorado. Like, everybody's just so inspiring to be around. Everybody's like in such a good mood. It's fun to like be creative within in that kind of space.
Huh. Yeah, well, lots of places that you could set up and record outdoors. Lots of, well, and I see you already did that in that musical vacation series. I was, a couple of mountain tops. It looks like a couple beaches. You guys must have this country wired as far as cool places to stop on the road.
It's funny how many of them you accidentally keep finding that you don't even know about.
this country is a huge place, and there's just so much to explore.
We've only gotten kicked out of a couple places too.
So. Oh, thereby hangs a tale, it sounds like. You better write a song about it, sort of like Fiona.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you guys, The Outer Vibe, for spending a few minutes with us here at KD&K, and we'll see you Saturday night over at Steve's Guitars.
Yeah, we're super excited to return to Steve's Guitars. He's a great guy. It's a really cool room, and we had a lot of fun last time, and can't wait to be back.
We're going to bring the boogie.